A million people say, I got a dope idea. 100,000 of those people write the idea down. 10,000 of those 100,000 write down an elaboration of what this idea is, really becoming obsessed and immersed in that idea.
I mean, you have to feel, you have to know that nothing can stop you.
There's a machine, so you know what it
means. No distractions.
Who are you to even think that you are a businessman, an entrepreneur? You are you, and you have to remember these things, ladies and gentlemen.
You can do anything you want. You just have to make it happen.
Key, I've seen so many people start businesses or get into situations or try and involve people or try and involve a team or try and make a sale. And confidence is key,
It's like, what are you waiting for?
This is your Listen Into 2020.
It's 2020.
Okay, yo, 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 man, it's your boy, DJ 20 Twin, Coach 20 Twin, the only 20 Twin Twin, and you are tuned in to Listen In to 20 Twin, and I have a wonderful message to entrepreneurs today. So let me put my seatbelt on, lock and load it for the ride. A lot of people have great business ideas, and a lot of people have great dreams and structures and organizations and companies and, you know, catalysts to feed families and build the community. And a lot of these things cost a lot of money. A lot of these things require technology, they require staffing, they require other expenses to be paid, such as rent for buildings, licenses, permits, things like that. All of these things cost money. If you want to promote your business, it has to, it costs to do, it costs to buy merch, it costs to buy flyers, it costs to get design work done, it costs to do all of these things done. No matter who you are, what business you're in, it costs you something. And if it costs you time, then remember, it costs you something. So, a lot of entrepreneurs get caught up in believing that they need an investor. They need somebody to be able to invest in to them. They need thousands of dollars, 50 grand, 100 grand, $1 million to be successful. And that couldn't be more further from the truth. And, you know, this is my message to entrepreneurs today. I challenge all entrepreneurs to really, you know, and you listen to my podcast, you listen to these previous podcasts, and they will all tell you, they will all say the same thing, and they will all tell you to write down your idea. Even business partners I have at this current moment, friends, people that have business ideas, all type of people, they tell me these ideas, and I always tell them to write it down, and it's very few of them that actually write their ideas down, because I guarantee if it was written down, they probably would show me versus tell me, like, hey, check out this idea versus, hey, let me tell you about this idea. A lot of people think that they need investors for an idea, so they never begin on developing the idea. They never begin on making sure that that idea turns from mental to physical, and it has to manifest. You have to be able to put in the work of your idea to make it work. You can't be discouraged by how much it costs, blah, 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 down the road. You know things cost money, right? You know everything costs money. You know it costs money to put gas in your car. Think about your idea like a car. It wouldn't move until you put gas in it. The gas is the effort. The gas is the work. The gas is the money that you think you need. But really, the gas, to me, is important. But you wouldn't have anything to put gas into if you didn't have a car. And you have to build your car first. A lot of people get so caught into putting gas into a car that hasn't even been built yet. And stop worrying about step three when you need to be really focused on step one and two. Your investor is probably not as important as you think he is, because you think what you think you need money for isn't what you need money for. It's what you think you need money for. It's what you're too lazy to do, or it's what you're too lazy to research, or it's what you don't feel like doing. And y'all gotta stop this. I have to stop this. We have to stop this. Most entrepreneurs get caught up on what they don't want to do versus what they need to do to be successful, and they wonder why they're not successful. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be serious. You have to commit to your situation, because then you would realize how much can be done without money. There's so much that can be done, and you can listen to my previous podcast about building a team. It's so much that can be done on your own, even from writing down your idea. Writing down your idea is the simplest and easiest way to ensure that your idea will turn into what you want it to be. That is the first step. And, you know, one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard is, at the beginning of every day, you should make your bed. Because then you know the first task of your day is complete. It makes it easier to complete task 2, 3, 4, and 5 because you know you've completed step 1. So as far as building up your foundation, building up your profile, building up the materials and the resources that your company or organization and your brand will need to be successful down the road is important. You have to have these things on deck, ladies and gentlemen, because imagine walking into an investor's office with a great idea, but nothing written down. They will deny you. And they will tell you, you don't need us. What you'll need before we come into the picture is this, A, B, and C. And this is why I'm telling you, you don't need an investor. And it's not just the only reason why, and I'm going to touch into why investors aren't necessarily what you want. There are other ways to raise money and score an investment type of relationship without the investment legalities and regulations. And here's what I mean. So you understand what I mean by being able to do more on your own, because an investor's going to help you pay for somebody to do something that you could have did yourself. And now you're out 30, 40 grand on paying a salary for somebody you could have did the work in a week or two just by sitting down and focusing. So time is important, but, you know, is 2 weeks really worth 40 grand? You know, it really depends on the scale of your business, what type of money you're putting in. But the other reason why I say investors are not necessarily the best route to go as a beginning entrepreneur, startup entrepreneur, is that you have to pay them back. An investment is merely, hey, I'm going to give you some money, and I'm going to need that back with a little bit of interest on top. I'm going to need a little bit more than what I gave you back. And this is the terms and how you need to give it back and how fast you need to give it back. And those things are very unattractive. Those things can be very pressurizing. Like, you can pressurize your situation by throwing a deadline on it. And creativity and deadlines are necessary, but can stunt, you know, the creative growth of your situation or your idea. And it can make it, it can rush it. And that's what you don't want. You don't want a rushed idea. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, the investor is not necessarily money. It's borrowing. It's a loan. It's ownership, because an investor also has ownership of your business. There are other ways to raise money and bypass someone having ownership of your business, having equity in your business, and being able to say that they got to get their money back. So they give you $100,000. You spend 85 grand on building up your business, but only at the end of the year, you were only able to profit 50 grand. But you agreed to pay them half of that back at the end of the year. You're left with $15,000. You have to think about what's important, because do you think it's important to start the year off with just $15,000 for the next year? How are you going to pay your employees? Do you think it's going to be an enjoyable New Year's. You got Christmas. You got the holidays. People don't want to eat out. They want to cook. They want to be inside. It's cold. They want to spend money. They're broke. So think about those things. There are so many things that you have to calculate, and these things will be calculated in a calendar. These things will be calculated in a planner. These things will be calculated beforehand before you launch or try to put gas in your car. You need to build the car first, ladies and gentlemen. You have not just to have the idea for what the car is going to look like or a sketch, but that car needs to be built. The lights need to blink. The trunk needs to open. The doors need to flop. The windows need to be see-through. The tires need to spin. That horn needs to honk. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to continue and finish building your car. Don't think, okay, well, the outside's built and you don't have seats in the inside. This is all metaphorical, I understand, but you have to look at your idea like a car. There's an outside that looks good. There's an inside that looks good. So how's the outside going to work? How is the inside going to work? Now, what are you going to do to make sure this car can get built? So then you're not just putting gas in a gas canless car. Now your car ain't got no tank, because you ain't put the work in to make sure it had a tank. You just wanted to make sure it looked like a car. But we need to make sure that people can fit in it like a car and it can run like a car. Do we have somewhere for the gas to go? These are the things. This is what your business. So when you look at your business, do we have something for this? Do we have something that this happens? What system do we have in place for this? For our payments, for our customers, for our emails? Like, what is in place? What systems are in place? Put those systems in place and you won't need an investor. An investor is going to put a stamp or a price tag on things that you've come up with. All you needed was the extra money. But will they advise you how to grow that money? Will they advise you how to create more and be better business people? How to make more money? Probably. Probably not. You never know. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, man, really think about what's important. Really think about organizing your thoughts. Doing as much as you can for free. Doing as much as you can before you ask for help. Because it's going to benefit you. You don't need an investor of money. If anything, you need somebody to invest their time. Maybe somebody to mentor you, coach you. Feel free to contact me at DJ2020 on Twitter at DJ2020. Hit me up on Facebook at DJ2020. Also, you can contact me on Instagram at DJ2020. I got a Snapchat. I got a MySpace. I got a Bebo, but I don't use them as much. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need an investor. You are your biggest investor. And the things that you think you need money for, you don't. You really need to reevaluate your situation, because what you don't want to do is pay for something that you don't need. You understand what I'm saying? So I really do appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you follow me on all of that social media. Make sure you hit up 2020.com for all of that good stuff, all of that good music, business, coaching, branding, and music. I love you guys. I want to appreciate you guys for tuning in. And we're almost at episode 10 of the 2020 show here on podcast. So I really do appreciate all of you guys really tuning in and really supporting your boy. Please go ahead and cop a hat, cop a shirt. Make sure you pick one up at 2020.com. The hats are 35 and the shirts are 25. Please support the brand, because I may be in your city coaching the next millionaire in your area. So please, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your day. Happy Wednesday, and I'm out.